month before the end of the financial year. So we just said we can take over from what the pool got left off in front of that. So we have four of 10 of the 10 board members, like myself and other members that are listed, our deputy chairman, Mr.
Joining that environment with next is from the other.
the management of waste is not something that only started now or recently when the initiative became operational. It's something that started in the 80s already with the nuclear program and in terms of the fault of Kubert and the activities at Nexa. There was a need for a storage facility. And the storage facility is called Fault, it's in one part of the Northern Cape province. And we're one of the few countries in the world that actually has such. There's a huge, currently a debate going on about central storage, etc. So the site is licensed currently for low-grade waste. It's been managed a certain way, it's been stored in a certain way, we can deal with that. I have handed out some information benefits on it. But we will take some questions, I don't know if you need to be, but I'm just going to skip over that. I'm just going to get to the issue at the start and where we are right now. Like the start of view, we have to operationalize it. There's some specific things we need to get in place. And if you have a shortage of resources, funding and resources, you can get some bumpy starts. And that's what we also have been exposed to the last 12 months or so. But I can't say we're moving out of that phase now. And on the leadership, especially when the board have come and gave us guidance, that we can at least get our governance and policies that are needed to run an organization at the international standard, that we are nearly completed. In terms of the organization itself, I think it's important that we need to start when it's formally started. It started in 2014. At that point in time, no staff were appointed. It was a new chair at the board, and the chair was also appointed as the interim CEO at that point in time. They received a seed funding, close to 20 million rands for its 2-year period. Because of no staff, there was an SLA being signed between the board and the executive board and Nexa to render HR and financial operational services for each. In October last year, Nexa became operational to appointment of 24 staff members. And then also the executive team was appointed at the same time. The CEO and the CFO came on board in October, so it's a year ago, to run the day-to-day operations of the institute. We arrived there, we actually, the handover was done, we got a few surprises. And it's not listed, I think the issues that we've been faced with around. The funding was never intended to deal with a lot of staff members. It was really not a main concern. The second issue that we faced with today is no formal submission being made to Treasury and the shareholder with respect to the outer financial years. There was some irregular expenditures. There was various consultants in the board, and I understood why, because it was staff. And there was no approval of AP or Strapper. So that was a pretty difficult situation. And even when it was not aligned with Treasury's framework for the bonds management. So there's a lot of basic stuff that goes to you. We had to quickly apply for a rollover of funds which wasn't up because we said it was not a concern. We had to request for some funding which we did cut from through UE. We then also put together a baseline budget that's listed there. Now I can mention the third bullet indicated certain figures I can with great business sense to the support from our shareholder department that those figures have slightly increased for the outer years, which puts us in a better position to be operated in a more sustainable manner. We didn't stop all appointments of consultants and traveling for that period of time. We then revised the strat plan, submitted an updated June 18 AP to DOE.
report will also be for the last outer quarters within a line according to that revised APP strategy plan. Unfortunately, we were too late in our submission to DOE for them to accept form, but we still kept with the ones that's the APP strategy plan that was then revised. We also really worked hard to update and at least put in place internal controls and governance structures that is required for any new entity. We are now, I think, early part of November last year, we then updated submitting the annual performance plan. It was unfortunate that we were unable to get it approved, but because our previous one wasn't approved. We have to meet our APP strat plan to our targets. We got down to 18 targets, and we got them reported to quarter 3 and 4, the last financial plan, according to those targets. As we mentioned, because it is submitted too late, it was not possible to get approved or approval from the DOE. The list of KPIs are attached to that part of the presentation, so I'm not going to go through them step by step, but I think it's important just to give a summary to say that 17 to 18 of these targets have been achieved, because we had to cut it down also in terms of all the resources that we had. Here's just a list of the different sections or divisions of these two and how they are performing. I think it's important is that it's also therefore difficult in our first bullet of slide 16 that for the AD to audit our performance was impossible because of the fact that it wasn't approved the strike plan might be. I must mention that at least for the outer years from this year and the next few financial years, the strike plan and the CFP have been approved by DOE in July, and we are reporting therefore according to that the strike plan approved by the shareholders. We also then published our first annual report with the standard department in September. Our HR component, we had the structure that we received and arrived in, and we had to refine it for the fact that our strat plan had different focus, and we had to develop various HR-related policies that have been submitted to the board and been approved. We had to establish a performance management framework that links to the structure and KPIs of the strat plan of the industry, and some various other HR issues. Just in a nutshell, the staff composition divided between operational levels on the left hand side, male and females, and the total as it sees between five that have been appointed, and a difference of the gender separations also being indicated here. In terms of the gender, we on average females are 60+ of the leadership, but on top management, that's something that we still work on. I'll come back to that later. Here's just another graphical presentation of our next slide. Number of management performance part, I'm going to ask the CFO to just take us through, and then I will come back. Thank you very much, Chair. That's
Thank you, Chairperson. Good afternoon, Chairperson, Deputy Minister, and members of the committee. We provided in the presentation 9 slides of high-level information, and the addendums at the back of the slides provide the more detailed information. Just to commence, we are a Schedule 3A public national public entity, and as such, we have prepared the financial statements in accordance with GRAP, SA GRAP, the requirements of the Environment Act, as well as the requirements of the PFMA and the relevant federal regulations. Being a new entity, one of the challenges we had in the preparation of the AFS is that we have to prepare financials for three financial years. That's 2015, 2016, and 2017. Taking into account that management was only appointed in October 2016, we had engaged with the Auditor General and with National Treasury since October 2016 in the way we would need to report at the end of the 2017 financial year. And when the board came into, was appointed, we were able to then meet again with the AG and National Treasury, and a decision was taken that we ought to do all 3 years at the end of 2017. So that decision came around the 11th of May, with the deadline date of the 31st of May, and it was a very difficult short time frame, but we managed to do that. But what the other difficulty we had in the preparation of the financial is that we experienced a difficulty in obtaining past records from the previous board. But we tried to get whatever records we could to construct and, of course, show the financial entities. The next slide shows the statement of financial position of the Institute. We have a very small balance sheet, as you can see. It's not a huge balance sheet, but it's fairly healthy in the sense that we have a liquidity ratio currently of 1:1 between our assets and our liabilities. Bearing in mind that in October 2016, when we arrived, we were in a going concern situation. So our assets at the moment, the current assets is sitting at 6.97 million against the current liabilities of 6.4 million. I just want to focus a bit on this slide that gives a picture of the Institute over the 3 years, 2015, 16, and 17. On the extreme right-hand side, you'll see that we have received government grants of 19.8 million. That was alluded to earlier by the CEO as received funding to commence with operationalization. No funding was received in the subsequent year, 2016. And when we arrived in 2017 or October 2016, there was still no funding. An application was then made through the DOE to National Treasury for an additional funding, and we were allocated 10 million rand, but that allocation was made on March 2017, so it was on the eve of the close of the financial year. Also, in the revenue, you'll see there is interest that we received. In the first year, it was the million rand, 1079. Going down to 1029 in year two, and then 412,000 in year three. In 2017, we also disclosed sales of 5.1 million being waste disposal fees, but we have subsequently impaired that amount. You'll see right at the bottom on 2017, impairment of receivables of 5.1 million, because that income was retained with NEXA. Another important trend on that slide is the salaries. And the salaries we'll see moves from 67,000 in year one to 396 in year two to 15 million in year three. And the reason for that is because in year three, October 2016 was the full appointment of all 25 staff. And therefore that figure has jumped to that amount. Also, you'll see there's a decrease in the emoluments of directors, and the reason for that is because in years one and year two, the chairperson also served as the interim CEO, and the board was more active at that time as part of running the institute in the absence of management, and that is why those fees were paid to that extent, which dropped significantly in the last year when management came on board. I think another significant number on the statement of financial performance is the consultants of 3.1 million, which is reflected then in the second year, 2016. And the reason for that is that the entity had appointed a number of consultants in order to operationalize the institute. So extensive use was made of consultants in the absence of management to operationalize the institute in the areas of development, the strategic planning, the APP, the structure, the organogram, the policies, the annual report at that stage, the ERP systems assessment, asset management, inventory and due diligence services, and a number of other tasks that these consultants perform. But you will see that in the third year, that has reduced significantly, and I can also confirm that since management was appointed in October 2016, we have not made use of any consultants to that, to the end of the financial year at least. We then looking at another significant item, there is the lease rental, operating lease. Around September 2016, the institute moved from the Nexa premises in Galadaba to Midrand, and there we incurred some lease charges. We are then subsequently, we were successful in cancelling their contract for the lease agreement at the end of March, moving back to the Nexa premises where we are a good spirit of Nexa, saving a lot of lease costs by having a good fee that Nexa is giving us in terms of the lease. So that is the step in the financial performance that speaks that story. The next one shows the retained earnings of the institute, which at the end of 31st March is sitting at 1.8 million. I need to indicate that what we have done in terms of the 1.8 million, we have made a request to National Treasury for a retainment of that surplus. And the retainment of this surplus is specifically for the IT infrastructure institute. We are a brand new institute, we have no servers of our own, we do not have an IT infrastructure, and we're using that money towards ensuring a proper ERP system and a proper IT architecture. We have disclosed the cash flow statement, which shows that we have a 6.9 million at the end of the financial year cash surplus, but we have in the next slide reconciled that back to the 1.8 surplus that we are requesting from National Treasury after taking into account the trade payables and the receivables to arrive at that figure. I did allude earlier on that we have made an application for surplus funds to National Treasury, and there are funds in earmarked specifically for the IT infrastructure project of the institute. I just want to focus on the probably last slide, my presentation of the financials on the irregular expenditure. The irregular expenditure at the end of third year, 2017, was 8.7 million. This was, to say the irregular expenditure is yet to be condoned, and just to note that this irregular expenditure was incurred prior to the appointment of management in October 2016 in what we term as a legacy issue. And I can also state that since October 2016 to date, we have not incurred any irregular expenditure at the institute, or none that we are aware of. The auditor will test my statement on that one. The last thing I want to focus on is on the audit outcomes. We were audited for the three financial years, 2015, 2016, and 2017 consecutively. We received unqualified opinions for all 3 years. Given what we had, in terms of legacy issues, we had did a lot of work to ensure that we get to an unqualified audit opinion. But the AG did reflect some comments in the audit reports. That's worth mentioning. They were unable to audit the and report on the usefulness and the reliability of the performance information, as no performance report was prepared, as alluded to earlier on in the contextualization of the performance information by the CEO. They reported that no effective steps were taken to prevent irregular expenditure, which I explained was a legacy issue. They also explained that there was sufficient appropriate audit evidence could not be obtained, that all contracts and quotations were awarded in accordance with the legislative requirements. That issue was vastly due to the fact that all documentation that we required was not handed to us, and the relevant strategic plans were not approved by the Minister of Energy. I think what is important for members to note is that the Institute did commence with its plan of action to address all outstanding AGSA findings, and most of these findings were legacy issues, and a number of them, most of them were addressed by the newly appointed management as at 31 July 2017.
Thank you, Chair. The board and management are committed to addressing all these aspects that we know that that was in place, and that next time we're going to come here, we will be audit for the current financial cycle. Under guidance of the board, we have approved an update or created new governance to support it to address whatever audit findings there were or what you expect from good governance. We also are in the process of looking at the transformation with the Institute. This year was possible because of financial needs, but also the next, currently we're busy with implementing that transformation aspects. So at least the gender balance will be dramatically changed the next time you will see us. We also say that we should have been allocated funds over the next 50-year period. And as we get the smart increase, which we are very thankful for. I think it's important from my side is that the radioactive waste management bill that's currently under development are critical for the initiative for making to play its matured role in the nuclear industry. Chair, that is from my side. I just going to hand over to the chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. So this was mainly observation. I just wanted to emphasize which I think would be the summary of what we spoke about is that and what can very get in was that what the key findings were before. There was no plan to deal with people, assets, operations, or planning the problem. Just the continuation of the issues. So subsequently put a plan in place. Apart from the track where the APP is saying, what focus on the candidate? It should focus on the HR matters, to look after our people, to look after our rules and processes, and to look after our HR strategy. The candidate for the committee, financial management, risk management, and economic costs. The operational committee to look after the issue of the licensing, and making sure that the facility for voluntary will transfer properly. After to make sure that we're able to accept and manage the waste, then last is we get the issue of making sure that we have better base. So I think that is in summary for me from the Institute. Thank you.
Thanks very much for the presentation. Thanks to the Chair, CEO, and the CFO. We appreciate this is the first briefing we're receiving, so we do appreciate progress being made and the fact that the difficulties we have are historical difficulties, so we can go going forward so we can improve on performance with regard to achieving targets and how we manage our finances. I don't know if there are any questions from the side of the members this side. Just before that, indicate that earlier we had said that the Minister of Energy is on her way to join the meeting.
I'm told he disallowed will no longer run the meeting because he's in ownership to another minister, and that the deputy minister has got to drive him in that meeting and will now leave in the next morning. And with your permission, honorable members, I've agreed that she can leave with the campus to help to join the minister. So, that being said, honorable Nefa, you can take your question. Then, Secretary Minister.
Firstly, to appreciate the fact that all those present here are possible to help the I appreciate the work done by the NCP within a short space of time and the challenges they had. Had to set up a board and so on and so on. But there is something that is puzzling me. The financial statements were not audited with them before. They told us that. So even on page 6, no approved 2014-2016 strategic plan, no approved 2020 annual performance plan, no approved. Can we get a clarity on that one? Because how credible is your financial statement if we don't have it?
I doubt as to whether if we engage them, we'll be digging answers from the structure that is struggling to survive. In my own view, Chair, I would say, let's give the structure a chance, and where there are some problems, the chief executive officer of Nexa will have to intervene and assist the structure for them to survive. But next time when we are going to meet with the structure chair, I hope and think that things will be normal. Because if you continue to interrogate the whole executive that is here for the board, will be giving questions, answers that it's not going to assist either the structure or the committee. So in my view, let's close this meeting, Chair. And next time when we call the structure itself, the NYPI, they will be able to tell us the honest facts, because up to so far, the new baby, or you know, Chair, the new baby, what we expect from the new baby, to cry, nothing else. So let's agree that next year, our first meeting, it will be them and with their brother or mother out here next time to have an account on some of the things that they presented to us today here, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. I also agree with Honorable Matar, but for me, it's just to say, every day, but we are not established for all raised.
you have to be equal to the task. Now that you have presented yourself to us to say, this is your mandate, this is how we are going to execute our mandate. Really, like you said, Honorable Matata, next time we are going to ask questions based on your presentation to say, but you said, because you were human, you said you are going to achieve 1, 2, 3. Where are those things that which you said you are going to achieve? But for now, really, just to say, you are welcome on the earth of this environment that you are going to face great challenges, and you have to be up to the challenges. That is what we expect. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, that's all. Chair?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to respond only to one question and then go to the comments. I think, yes, you are right, Honorable Member, that, let me just paint the picture of how it's supposed to look. So, when and what it was registered as a PFMA entity after the Act was enacted, it was supposed to prepare a threat plan, and the threat plan was supposed to be accompanied by an APP and an EAD. But for the 3 years, literally what happened is that they got 18 million of seed funding without any planning, saying, what are you going to do with the money? It was just the 18 million operationalized. So let's take example. The 3 years were without doing the normal compliance issues. And as I'm saying, but then what we did, we literally said to the AG, are you going to call it that bullet this year, you're going to go back 3 years? They said, we're going to do all the 3 years. And we said, okay, fine. We'll prepare financials, remember, that's the standard default, so that's fine. The only issue is that now there is no base in terms of this money, what was the document that is not in. But the financials, in terms of the financial part, they have self-presentation to say, yes, you got the money, you use that for, you actually accounted for it in terms of accounting standards. But we can't say we use the money for what was intended, because what was intended is as a gap. But therefore, once we report all the three financials, the issues that we report is more than just important. What we report, we say, we're going to keep all the issues anyway. So therefore, we'll do the 2016-17 report to say, in the last 3 years, there was no APP, there was no threat plan, but they could not say there's no EAD because of the fact that they would say that for them it's given. When you've got an APP, it must be an EAD. So therefore, going forward, we are now into a new era where everything is going to begin to sink. So the APP is in, the subplan is in, and we've got an EAD. So next year, what they want is the issues are not there. So therefore, the backlog is now done. Thank you. And then I just want to say thank you to the committee for the kind comments on that.
Thanks very much. It appears that the control is closed. That's our understanding of COVID. So we'll judge you when you present your press report at the end of this financial year. Two things. We see there in the functional mandate, the important issues there that you are bringing. So next time when we meet, we want to see what progress you make in regard to those, because that's very important. It is a core mandate of the institute. So the issues of what's happening to do we have that database, what's happening with the owners, radioactive waste, where are they found? So that those things, by the time we meet next year, I think we need some progress report with regard to that. The second one, which arises out of, if we take, want to take over these facilities, the issues of the decommissioning and the risks arising out of that are going to arise. So the matter you already there on the Adam slide, that's on page 4. The issue of the bid, second one on page 4, but the bill that we refer to, the funding bill that we refer to, it's an important matter. So I think for me, when we do an assessment next time, we should look at how far we with regard to the fulfillment of the core mandate and how are we going to deal with the funding of the new institute. So those two matters as part of the things that we're going to have to do. But other than that, thanks for the report. So honorable members had to be kind because they understand the way the institute is coming from. But we're thankful that you are now on your feet. So next time I think we can have a more substantive discussion on your progress report. Thanks very much, Chair, and your team. Thanks, honorable members. So the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. I'm going to
let's go and have some lunch. I can't see the money.
Nana.
Thank you.